green beans.
Because you eat the pod, the whole thing.
Well, a lot of people eat peas. They'll break up little pods and peas, too. Well,
but a general term for such kind of vegetable is what?
Green beans.
If you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Turnip greens, they're delicious.
Do you know of any other kind of greens that you can use besides turnip tops?
Well, mustard greens and collards and kale.
Is there anything that grows out kind of wild that they use for salad?
Oh, yes. The Negroes especially love poke salad early in the spring.
Is that grown around here very much?
Yes, you can get it out around the edges of gardens. But I'm always scared. I'm afraid it, you've got to get it while it's real tender and you've got to parboil it because it could poison you.
So you don't eat...
No, I don't eat poke salad. I don't care for it. But I have a cousin that sure does like it early in the spring, and she'll mix it with scrambled eggs.
Does she live in this area?
Yes, she does. And there's another green that grows down on the creek banks called creases that a lot of people eat in the spring of the year. But I don't eat those either.
So what mainly do you eat that's a green top?
Turnip greens.
There's some other green stuff that you put in salads, and if you had two bunches of it, you'd say, I've got two...
Bunches of celery?
No, this is leafy things, like a cabbage, but it's not cabbage, but it's leafy. It's like cabbage, it has leaves.
Oh, early in the spring it's lettuce.
Mm-hmm, all right, and if you had two bunches of lettuce, you would say you have got two...
Bunches of lettuce.
You don't call them bunches, though, usually.
Heads.
What do you call? You usually refer to lettuce.
As heads of lettuce.
So you say I have...
Two heads of lettuce. But a lot of people early in the spring eat lettuce that's not headed up. It's just green, and they wilt it down and put ham gravy on it. Onions in it.
You mean it's before it's gotten to be a head?
Oh, yes. Oh, some of it doesn't even head up.
Ever, you're saying?
That's right.
And they use...
That's early spring lettuce.
You might say you have two boys and three girls, just assuming you have those. So you say you have...
Two boys and three girls.
But if you're not going...
Or five children.
All right. Do you ever speak of them as so many heads?
No. I always think of heads as cattle, not
so
children.
You never refer to children as heads?
No.
If you had seven boys and seven girls, you might say, I had a children.
A house full.
And what would be some other one word that you could use to mean the same thing as houseful? You might say, I had a
passel. A passel of children.
Well, what does that mean to you?
It means a large number.
How else would you use passel? Would you use it in any other way besides a passel of children?
I got a passel of things to do means I had a number of things to do.
Right. Let's think about corn a minute. The outside of an ear of corn, what do you call that that covers the outside?
The shucks.
What is the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
Well, usually a little sweet corn early in the spring. We call that corn, boil it. Corn on the cob, you just shuck it and wash it and boil it.